A water main break at a public housing unit in Rockford put a spotlight on a flood of resident concerns. WNIJ's Sarah Jesmer has more.
Back in November, a water pipe broke at North Main Manor. It's an apartment high-rise near the heart of downtown Rockford. It's also a public housing unit under the Rockford Housing Authority. It's unclear why the pipe burst, but it left residents waiting until late last month to get back to normal. Sam Clark is a resident at North Main Manor.
I believe the failure to get that water off created more damage than should have been occurring. I think they could have prevented damage if they just turned the water off, and they didn't for 3 hours.
Official incident reports put the break at 4 a.m., but logs of calls made by residents show the break happened almost an hour earlier. By 3:15 a.m., water had already flooded the apartment a floor down from where the break occurred. Maintenance teams took out kitchen cabinets and opened up the walls to dry them out. In the following months, some residents say they were concerned about mold, lead paint exposure, and electrical failure. Some were given a shelf to make up for lost storage space. In Norma Harper's apartment, packaged food was stored on the floor. Harper is disabled. She's been treated for a hip contusion that she says came from falling off replacement furniture in her apartment, put there after the flooding.
I've never lived like this in my life. Never.
Karen Ruland also lives at the manor. She says she's not surprised at the response to the water main break. Ruland says she'd like to see tangible examples that resident concerns are being heard.
North Main Manor is the last man on the totem pole.
Repairs have taken place within the course of WNIJ's reporting. The months between the break and the final repairs happened because RHA wanted to do things right the first time, says Owen Carter, director of housing operations of RHA. He said it's unfortunate to hear concerns like these from residents.
We know that the issues happen, whether that's, you know, this issue or the next issue or a former issue. We always are engaged and responsive to our tenants and their needs.
He said RHA waited because of backlogged orders and having to dry out the building walls completely. Carter said time discrepancies between the call log and incident reports is something he'll still be looking into.
We said, you know, hey, we wish things could have happened quicker, sooner. We all do. But if we had that magic wand to fix it, we would have. But we had to do it the appropriate way, the right way.
He said there's a lack of communication between unit tenants and RHA.
I don't know how to fix that. I don't know how to create, you know, something to change that. Is it disheartening? Yeah, but it didn't start and end. It didn't start nor will it end with Rockford Housing Authority.
After repairs, Clark said some residents still feel like property protection is more important than residents. Clark says questions remain about damages, management, and the risk of bed bugs attracted by water.
They're done with the work they're going to do, but like the initial failure, it wasn't the work that was the failure. It was their communication with us and understanding what we, the residents, really needed.
The coming years might look financially leaner for housing authorities around the country, including Rockford. Federal budget cuts to housing and urban development programs cut billions in 2019 for public housing funds. Similar cuts are proposed for 2020. Bob Palmer is a policy director with a group advocating for safe and quality housing in Illinois.
Thankfully, Congress has generally provided the funds so people can at least maintain their housing, but they've done a woefully inadequate job on funding the longer-term needs to ensure that the public housing can, you know, is being rehabbed and so that it's kept in good physical condition.
He says housing systems can be a reflection of the surrounding community.
People are in a much better position to succeed in education, in employment, in being a good neighbor, if they have someplace stable to live.
North Main Manor is one of at least 9 properties owned by RHA. Carter said RHA is focusing attention on relocating residents at Brewington Oaks to prepare for demolition of those apartments. I'm Sarah Jesmer.